Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a too big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop it. Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find you to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
You are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show on this wonderful October the 4th. Can you believe it? It's already Halloween. You know, I don't know about you guys, but it's already, the year is almost over. What a year. Between COVID-19 and the Delta variant and this whole year, what amazing, tremendous changes have taken place here on this planet called Earth. You see, coronavirus didn't just affect the United States of America. It affected the whole entire world. When is the last time that we had something of this magnitude happen in the United States and around the world at one time? I mean, I know the Ebola virus is bad. I know the bird flu was bad. But this coronavirus thing, this tops all of those. Anyway, on this wonderful October the 4th, 2021, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. What a mighty God we serve. I'm nothing without God. first of all, giving honor and glory to God, who is the head of my life in every area of my life. And I want to thank God for a wonderful co-producers and a wonderful co-host. And I just love them. They're my family. We're all family, and we love each other. And that's what we have to do these days. We got to take care of each other. Speaking of love, I want to shout out my boy, the governor, Gavin Newsom. I want to shout him out this morning for doing something that should have been done a long time ago. But in his time, he did it, and it speaks to merits. Over 75 years ago, a beach was taken away from an African-American family who actually owned the beach in Manhattan Beach, California. Yes, they were very rich African-Americans and always have been and always will be. It don't stop. It just keeps going around and around, and money brings money. And seeds, when you plant good seeds, you bear good fruit. And on this particular situation that we're discussing at this precise moment, Gavin Newsom, Governor Gavin Newsom, my boy, he hooked it up right. So I'm going to give a shout-out to him. And we're looking forward to getting some – I'm going to say we might have a surprise guest, not today. But we're going to work on some having a really good guest on the show, and you guys are going to be so impressed. You're not going to believe it. So if you want to listen online, go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S, and you'll be in the studio with us. You'll be live. Hallelujah. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. And so anyway, what I'm getting to is Governor Newsom, it's a century-old debt that he paid by allowing the Los Angeles County to move forward and return Bruce Beach to its rightful owners, the Bruce family. Governor Newsom signed the legislation to return Bruce Beach to the family, and that beach is worth $75 million. So a big shout-out to the Bruce family this morning. I probably sometime today after I get finished with the show, I'm going to drive over to Bruce Beach, and I'm going to pray over there. I'm going to go there and meditate and pray because I got to give God some time over at Bruce Beach today. And if you haven't been there, you drive over to Bruce Beach. That's your beach. That's right. That's your beach. It's our beach. We own the beach. There's so many private beaches in the world. Well, this particular private beach, which became a beach that belonged to the city, is now in its rightful owner's hand, the Bruce family. And Governor Newsom, you're my boy. I'm shouting you out right now, man. And a big thing you did. And keep up the great work, and I'm looking forward to talking with you soon. Meanwhile, it is time to bring in some of our co-hosts and our co-producers. And, I am so excited about what happened in Bruce Beach because that's a precursor to more of those type of things to happen that need to happen and that will happen. And we are standing up for justice of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association. We've done it for over 30 years. We fight for justice and equality. We stand with integrity and dignity. We share love with a firm hand on the work that needs to be done. There's no smoking guns. It's the real deal, Holyfield. And we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. So I'm going to let's get our co-host, Clarence M. Allen, my brother, co-producer, Clarence M. Allen. What's going on, man? What's going on?
Oh, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? I tell you, what's going on? What's going on, Pastor Eddie? What's going on to my co-producers, co-hosts? Especially what's going on to all the listeners throughout the nation and around this land? Eddie, this show, this is what's going on, the Eddie Jesse Jones Morning Blog Talk Show, coming to you every Monday morning, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's time to call your friends, have them to call in, have them to tune in through the internet, however they like to, Eddie, because I don't know how you do it. You're hitting grand slams, you're scoring touchdowns, you're kicking field goals past you, Eddie, every Monday morning. Thank you for having me once again.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Brother Clarence. And without further ado, let's get our co-producer,
hey,
Professor Williams. Good morning.
Hey,
yes,
Pastor
sir,
Eddie,
Brother Clarence.
One more thing. You're standing up over them like the greatest Muhammad Ali when he knocked out Joe Frazier, man, with your arms up, man. You're knocking them out the ring, baby.
Oh, my gosh, man. Clarence, my brother Clarence, man, you are definitely, man, right on, my brother, right on. You know, you guys, the question on our show every week is what's going on? Because if we don't know what's going on, we ain't talking about nothing. So let's talk about what's going on, and that's why we're going to touch on Bruce Beach just for a moment, and then we're going to move on. And don't forget our Word of the Week. We will have our Word of the Week and our Scripture of the Week. And don't miss it. Write it down. Make it applicable to your life and your week this week. And, you know, of course, we want you to have the best week ever, okay? So we send out love and affection and hugs. And just right now, wherever you are, wherever you're listening to the show, just put your hand on your heart right now and go, I am somebody. Hallelujah. I am somebody in the name of Jesus. Just put your hand on yourself and say that right now. I am somebody. Hallelujah. I am somebody in the name of Jesus. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. Praise God. Without further ado, let's get our co-producer in the studio. Good morning, Professor Reams. How are you this morning, Professor?
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Good morning, the regulator. And as usual, everyone, you have tuned in to the best Blog Talk radio program to start your Mondays off. And it's always good that after Sunday that you listen to us on Monday because we give the real deal holy field. So with that, good morning, everyone, and good morning both, Pastor Jones, and to the regulator.
Professor Ray!
All right, you hear that, regular? All right, Professor Ray.
Regular.
And without further ado, it is time to get the health and wellness instructor in the house, Vera Jean Jones. Hey, sis, how are you? Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am wonderful. Good morning, Eddie, Clarence M. Allen, Professor Reams, all the other co-hosts and the listeners. And I have someone here that will be helping me out today with health and wellness. Tell me what your name
really?
Is.
Zandia.
Okay, and what would you like to say?
I'm hanging out with Grandma today.
All right, welcome to the show,
Dr. Granny.
You're going to be our special. You're going to be our special guest today. You're going to help us with the show today, okay?
Bill Jones.
Okay.
Dr. Granny.
Right.
And who's
so
that, Vern D?
We're having a great day.
My butterfly and Zandria. God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning, Talana.
Well, I was just about to introduce you, Talana. Hey, everybody
Talana.
Out there mm-hmm. listening to the show. This is my daughter with words of wisdom, Talana Jones. Talana, please take the floor and say good morning to everybody.
Well, this is a day. This is a day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, everyone. Welcome, and Dad, and Professor Reams, and Clarence and Allen, my butterfly, our special guest, Andrea. I love you so much. And happy Monday, everybody. To all the listeners and our
Happy Monday.
Monday.
Shout
happy
out
Monday.
To Cousin Beast.
Happy Monday.
And I want to say happy birthday.
Happy Monday, Talana.
To my son, Zion, and to my Aunt Tiffany, and to my Uncle Tony. Happy birthday and love you guys all. Happy Monday.
Happy
yeah,
birthday.
I want to send a big shout out to
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to
yes.
my grandson. Yeah. Happy birthday to my grandson, Zion. Happy birthday to especially to my sister Tiffany. I saw her little party. And happy birthday to all the October people. So, okay, on the count of three, guys, let's sing happy birthday to everybody. On the count of three, everybody, let's go. One, two, three. Happy birthday,
happy
to,
birthday
you.
To you. Happy birthday,
happy birthday
to you.
Okay, so, all right. Listen, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. We just sent out a birthday shout out to all the October people from October the 1st till October the 31st. And for you lucky people whose birthday is on Halloween, you get two gifts in one day. That's amazing. Some people's birthdays are on Christmas. Some people's birthdays are on New Year's. Wow, it's got to be something special to have your birthday on Christmas and you get Christmas gifts and birthday gifts. We're talking about the Bruce family right now. So I'm going to go to our professor, Professor Reams. And let's find, Professor, I had to shout out my boy Gavin Newsom, Governor Gavin Newsom, for what he did, righting the wrong that took place over 70 years ago. Giving the rightful owners back their land, their beach that the Bruce family owned, which is now worth $75 million. I'm sure since they gave it back to the family, it probably went up even more. Please take the floor, Professor Reams, who is our real professor who works at a university, who is a specialist in a lot of things. And so take the floor. Give us your take.
Well, yes, this was an interesting situation because the fact that the Bruce family had rightfully purchased this, and it was purchased during the time of Reconstruction overall. And so they, similar to what happened with the 40 acres and the mule with Tulsa, Oklahoma, built up a beachfront holiday property where blacks could come at any time, spend time at the beach, and was extremely successful. And so it says, and this happened in 1912 because they bought the land in Manhattan Beach, and then it was set aside for settlers, turning into a thriving resort run for and by black residents despite harassment and violence from the white neighbors. Unfortunately, in the 20s, Manhattan Beach City Council used the tool of eminent domain, and what that is that that's sort of like the Fifth Amendment right of the government to be able to take land as they see fit. And so since the situation of segregation occurred, Plessy versus Burgess, the Manhattan Beach exerted its government authority to take land away, and it took away from the Bruce family. And then yet the land was unused for years until it was transferred to the state in 1948. Now, of course, the harassment that occurred was from the Klan and all that was involved because they did not want to mix with those the blacks, and let's be quite honest, and middle-class blacks who were able to go to the resort town because of the welcoming. It was, as Pastor Jones mentioned, everyone's beach. And so there was separation, but it's just the idea that African-Americans could own something as opposed to being owned and then being able to use it and being successful, making it into a thriving beach resort, no different than any of the resorts that you have seen over the years. So when it was annexed or through eminent domain, then, of course, it was turned into an extended park that was controlled by Manhattan Beach. But as Pastor Jones mentioned, Grand Governor Newsom, signed into bill returning this property. And just think of how much thriving it would have been. It's worth $75 million. But if they had turned it into a beach resort, as many of these other billionaires would have done, then it would probably have been close to in the hundreds of millions or even billions of dollars or so as far as worth, because it provided opportunities for employment. It also allowed them to strive. And when we start getting into something no different in the NBA or in football or in science, then it would compete with Manhattan Beach, and then we probably would want to grow it even further, encroaching on even further lands that go in. That could not be done. So with that in mind, let's get to the rewards that we have by not being spectators, like in a spectator sport, but being actively involved on that line with elected officials. We just came out of a recall with Governor Gavin Newsom. And because of that Black Lives Matter, everyone, 90-plus percent of the black community, rightfully rejected Larry Elder because, in fact, you could tell from Karen Bass all the way up to many of us, we knew who Larry was. So the fact that we had worked with the governor, kept our promise to support him, no different than Uncle Joe, you know, Joe Pyton, it means everything that you stay in touch, in contact, in the front line with these politicians in order to make good things happen. The moment that you become complacent and not do anything, I could not see this happening under an Elder's administration, and we couldn't even see any of this under a continued Trump administration, especially with all the things that are going on. But the fact that not only do we have the presidency and the Senate and the Congress, along with having a majority in the state Senate, made all the difference that these, as Pastor Jones has mentioned, moments of, you know, providing us some sort of relief and or support and re-energizing our community will take place because there's so much that have to be atoned for the bad behavior that's happened in the years, especially in California, especially since it keeps pushing how progressive it is. You know, so we are the face of change, and that's why the opposition is very fearful of that, because if it works, like the infrastructure project, it means that people will be well cared for, families will be supported, and that behavior that has gone on for a long time can be stopped, and then we have an opportunity to heal. So as Pastor Jones has mentioned, go out to the beach. They also have a nice little plaque there that you can pray near, as well as they paid homage to George Floyd and also with Black Lives Matters. So this is our beach. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Pastor Jones, I yield the floor back to you.
Let's give a big hand for Professor Rings on that. Thank you.
Professor Rings!
Yo, that's good, Professor Rings!
I'll tell you, Professor Rings, that was duly noted, and I'm going to let it sink into the heart of my, in the resonance of my heart and mind. Well said, and boy, point well taken. As we move right along, I want you to know and think about how many people probably were beat up at Bruce Beach when they took the beach. How many people might have been violated in some kind of way. It's a violation just to take something, some property that you're paying for, and you just come and take the property. How negative is that? That is like so bad to treat another human being in that manner. And don't get me wrong. Some people might get mad and hang up. I'm gonna just keep it real. Who are the real animals? You cannot title human beings animals if you're acting like an animal, if you're being barbaric, if you're killing people, hundreds of thousands of millions of people, and you know you're doing it as a human being. Whoever made up coronavirus, that's man-made, and they unleashed that man-made disease on the world. And that is barbaric. Millions of people have died because someone said they wanted to depopulate the world. Let's get it right. Bill Gates said that. Bill Gates' grandfather said it. And Bill Gates' great-grandfather said it. But Bill Gates lived to do it. And he owns a pharmaceutical company that owns the patent on the vaccine and the virus. So when you, and I came at it in a nice way, but I want to flip it a little bit because we have to, this is what makes us, this is why we need to wake up and get a, it's a new cup of coffee being brewed every second. That's why we have to stay awake. We can't sleep. We have to be awake and we have to be alert. As Malcolm X would say, by any means necessary. And as Jesse Jackson would say, subsequently, we must keep up the struggle. We must keep up the move subsequently. And as Dr. Martin Luther King would say, we shall we shall overcome. I might not get there with you, but I have made it to the mountaintop. I have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. So with that being said, by those great leaders who helped pave the way for us to be where we are in this civil rights movement in 2021, get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Don't give up the fight. And with that being said, we're going to go to none other than our co-producer, Clarence M. Allen. Give us your take on what happened in Bruce Beach. Give us your take on Governor Newsom. Take the floor, Clarence.
Pastor Eddie, it's kind of hard to even come behind the great Professor Reams, but what I will say that Governor Newsom has done something monumental in this nation. You know, back in them days during the time of segregation, you know, you couldn't even get in a pool where white people were. They would put bleach all in the water. So it was all kind of atrocities happening to us, but I like to share a little bit about what happened this week, and it was the descendants of Will and Charles Bruce, including the couple's great-grandson, watched California's Governor Gavin Newsom sign a law that allows ownership of the property known as Bruce Beach to be transferred back to the family. With a half a dozen descendants of the couple's present, Newsom apologized for how the land was taken before signing the bill during a ceremony at the property on Thursday. There are other families waiting for this very day to have their land returned to them. Patricia Bruce and cousin Willa and Charles Bruce told the Associated Press. The legislation unanimously approved by state lawmakers was necessary to allow the start of the complex legal process of transferring ownership of Bruce Beach. L.A. County officials moved earlier this year to return the valuable property to the descendants, granting them the wealth they have been denied for generations. And, you know, like Professor Reem said, this was back in 1912 where the property was taken. In a recent interview with The Guardian, Anthony Bruce, a 38-year-old great-great-grandson, called the return of the property a reckoning that has been long overdue. For me and the generations after, this would mean an inheritance and that internal security for knowing that I come from somewhere and that I come from a people. And so, Pastor Eddie, you know, man, this is just beginning. You know, we're also looking at another historic movement here in Los Angeles, in the city and the county of L.A., where the D.A., has overturned a lot of convictions for people who have arrest for marijuana. So we're looking at thousands of people who are being restored certain rights and having their records expunged. So, you know, this country is born on murder. It's born on slavery. It's born on rape. It's born on all kind of horrific acts that were committed upon people who are not European descent. And so now, you know, we have to look at, this is the work of God working, man. We have to look at,
man,
God is changing the hearts and minds of people and letting them know that they were wrong and man, restoring equality and justice to those who are the victims of this. So, Pastor Eddie, you know, man, this is what's going on. You are the man. This is the hottest button topic in the land right now. You know, certain media outlets may not want to cover this the way it should be, but it is written, and you are in here.
Amen, 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 amen. Well, thank you, brother. Let's give Brother Clarence a big hand. Let's give him a big hand. Brother Clarence M. Allen.
Bell Kent, the regulator. Excellent.
Yes.
Now, Clarence, Brother Clarence, that's how you regulate. Ain't that right, y'all? That's how you regulate.
It's a daily practice, Pastor.
Well,
a daily practice.
Amen. And let's go to our co-host, Vera Jean Jones. Vera, please, you and Zandria together, take the floor. What do you think about what Governor Newsom did? And it's a African-American family who had it taken away, and it's given back by the governor of California after we did the recall. Take the floor, take your time, share what's on your heart.
It's given back because guess what? It should have never been taken. So I just want to give a round of applause. Come on, Zandria. Yes. Okay.
You got to eat vegetables and fruit, stay healthy, and wash our hands and leave on our mask.
Okay.
That's right. Okay, we wear our masks. Oh, thank you, Zandria. That's so wonderful. Thank you. You know, you are a radio talk show host today, and you are a special guest and our special guest on the show. And do you play the piano?
Ask her again, Eddie. It was on mute.
Do you play
yes.
the piano?
Yes.
What else
do
you
do?
Do
you like playing the piano?
What else can you do, Zandria? For fun.
I hang out with Grandma, and I go to the library with her, and go to the beach. Everywhere she goes, I go there too.
Woo!
All right,
yeah.
Let's give her a big hand.
That sounds awesome.
Good. That's wonderful, Zandria. Now we know that Grandma's going to take you to Bruce Beach. Sometime soon.
Absolutely.
And you'll go to a historical
beach.
You'll go to a can you say historical?
Historical.
All right. Good. Wonderful. Now, this is a very historical beach. And I'm sure one day, Zandria, my wonderful great niece, they're going to make a movie about this. They're going to write a book about this. This is going to be so big. Can you say Bruce Beach?
Bruce Beach.
All right.
Tell
so
them about your
without
teeth.
Further ado,
some words you can't say at times.
Some words I can't say at times.
Why not? What happened?
I lost two teeth.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
At 4 years
you lost
old.
Two?
Almost five.
Oh boy. Oh, those other teeth are coming
almost
in now.
Almost 5 years
all right.
old. This girl, you know.
Hey, Billy, you're going to have
all
to
right.
get a hold of the fairy tooth godfather so he can, you know, reward her for those two teeth.
Yes, they're
all
worth
right.
a lot of money. I told her it's worth a lot
oh,
of money.
Goodness.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is going to be something else. We are so honored to have my great niece, Zandria, who also is pursuing acting, singing, and dancing. So we're so glad to have you. You are the star of the future, okay?
Okay.
And I look forward to seeing you on a sitcom or a movie or some kind of series really, really, or a commercial really, really, really soon. And when you get there,
yeah.
can Uncle Eddie maybe borrow $1,000 out of your $1 million?
Yes.
Wow.
All right, cool. All right, everybody heard that, right?
Oh, wow. There we go.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
yeah,
boy,
that is loving.
Yes, it is. So, Vera, without further ado, what do you think about Governor Newsom? I'm calling him, you know, I said, hey, he's my boy, you know, because, you know, I've met him before, we've talked before, and I like what he did. You know, I think this is, like, really big. So please take the floor, give us your take on it. Without further ado, my sister, who's on our show with Health and Wellness, Vera Jones. Go ahead. Take the floor, sis.
Yes, I was saying that that's wonderful. And I would always, there is a health and wellness store that I would visit on a regular basis, like every month in that area. And I would pass that location. So I am really elated. I can't wait to take Zandria there. And we're going to have a little picnic there. Right, Zandria?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that sounds really wonderful, and I want to thank you so much, Vera. And I want to thank you, Xandria. You did a really good job. And I want you to get a song together that you know that you can sing for us today while you're on the radio show. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, did you text your mom and tell her you were going to be on the radio today and that you're live and a lot of people are listening to you all around the world and all over the United States?
No, not yet.
Okay,
we
okay, you guys text her and let her know. But here's the deal. All of our shows are archived, everybody. All the listeners out there, our shows are archived. Anytime you want to see the show, hear the show again, all you got to do is go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and on the search you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S, and you can pick the show you want to hear. I got the show with Joe Jackson. I have the show with the mayor. I have the show with the governor. I have a show with all kinds of people you wouldn't believe. Poets, actors, actresses, political people, people on the move, people that you just would not believe have touched this show. And I want to send a special shout out to Mrs. Jones, who was on our show. I worked on that case. George Thomas Horton III, who was beat to death in the Men's Central Jail. And I worked with the family on that case for several years and still on it as we speak right now. And that went all – it went to the Ninth Circuit Court, and then we took it to the Supreme Court, and we won. I am so honored beyond words. When the young man was walking down the street, a Latino brother – and all these bushes were over there off of Crenshaw, and he walked past, and these guys came out the bushes and killed him and robbed him and killed him. Me and the family and some more community members went over there, and we cut all those bushes down. We painted the wall. Nobody can hide behind any bushes there and take anybody's life anymore. If you want change, you got to stand up for change. You have to be the change agent. I remember on the wrongful death of Michael Jackson when Mr. Joe Jackson called me and said, I would like for you to work on my son's case. He came on my radio show on several occasions, and he said he wanted it to be evergreen news. I was so honored to work on Michael Jackson's case. I really was. And, boy, did I get a lot of haters on that one. But it's okay because I was doing what God ordained me to do. So I had a chance to sit in the courtroom with the family. I met Janet, Tito, Marlon, Jackie, Jermaine, the Michael's kids, Prince, Blanket, and all of them. And Mrs. Catherine Jackson is the sweetest woman you ever want to meet, just the sweetest. And as I came out the court case and they were going to go to the Jackson family concert, Jermaine came and got me and brought me into the green room with the family. And I sat right next to Mrs. Catherine Jackson and the family and enjoyed the tribute to Michael Jackson. And then the Lord blessed me to fly out to Gary, Indiana, to where the Jacksons lived at 2300 Jackson Street, where they refurbished a home. And I stayed at, we did an Airbnb across the street from that house, and we stayed there. And that was God's blessing. So God has been good to me in the civil rights fight. God has shown me favor in the civil rights fight. I don't really do the news a whole lot anymore because there's more going on behind the scenes than there is to be on the news. And I used to be on the news a lot, and I used to be in the newspaper all the time. And right now the work is, rolling up your sleeves behind the scenes and getting the work done behind the scenes, but still getting the work done because the work needs to be done. So let's go back to now I go to my daughter, Talana Jones, who I love very much. So proud of you, Talana. And all my children. I love you all. You guys know that. All the listeners, I love all my kids, my grandkids, and my great-granddaughter, Trinity Jones. And I just want to thank God for family this morning, my radio family, we're all family, my biological family, my listener family, my church family, and all my other families, all my homies out there. You know who you are. You know how we get down. You know how we ride, especially for Jesus. And we always ride for God. Amen. Talana, please take the floor. Give us your take on Governor Newsom righting a wrong that happened so long, 1912. I mean, golly, we weren't even thought about. You weren't thought about. I wasn't thought about. But in that time, the beach was taken away from the family, and the family had lucrative businesses going on. It's like Black Wall Street in Manhattan Beach. And so what's your take on what happened? And how do you feel, Tawana? Please take the floor.
I think we're embarking on a tremendous journey of change, and I am proud and very, very, very celebratory to the Bruce family. Shout out to them, and I'm so happy that they finally get to get their 40 acres and a mule. It is well-deserved, hard-worked, and finally, wow, the changes that are coming to Bruce's Beach are the most tremendous we have had in any change, I would believe. This really affects the dynamic of what we've been talking about as far as our modern-day slavery. Imagine an entire community of Black-owned businesses, Black love, Black pride, and showing our power. Black and Black girl and Black man magic. Amen. I love it. I'm here for all of it, Daddy.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. That was well said, Tom. Very, very well said. Very well said. Very well said. You know, I there's something else I want to celebrate, too. You know, since I've been working in the civil rights arena, I can't tell you how many cases I've worked on. I can't tell you how many young men I have helped to get out of prison. I can't tell you how many young men our organization has helped to get people out of jail. I can't tell you how many blessings that God has blessed the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association to do. But it's all been teamwork. It's all been teamwork. I can't do nothing by myself. So I want to thank all my radio producers, co-producers and radio co-hosts and all my civil rights family and all my associates and friends, my high school alumni, Dorsey High School, and everybody that has helped, you know, that said, hey, man, don't stop doing what you're doing. Hey, man, keep on doing what you're doing, brother. But here recently, there was a young man that was killed a few years ago named Kenneth. I'm going to ask Professor Reams to take over on this one. Professor, can you take the floor and share that information? What happened with Kenneth and Gardena, California?
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And let's have it up here. Yes. What had happened was that back around 2019 or 2018, Kenneth Ross was just jogging in the park and doing whatever he was going to be doing. And then all of a sudden there had been a report that there had been an armed insurrection going on. And so rightfully so, the police respond to the call. Unfortunately, they mistook Kenneth Ross as being the person, and so he continued to run, but the police officer that was behind shot, you know, twice and killed him. And this was a very difficult situation because it had been thought that the Gardena police officers had been trained because everyone knew who the officers were, and they had tried to implement some type of community policing to where it was not the proper procedure just to shoot an unarmed person. Now, when this was investigated, it was claimed that Mr. Ross had a gun, and so that was the reason that he was going to use it, and so the officer feared for his life, therefore that's why he shot. The only problem is that there was no gun found, but unfortunately under the DA of Jackie Lacey, the officer was acquitted for everything based on the flimsy evidence that was there. Well, our own Pastor Jones, similar to the Jackson case and all the cases he has dealt with, met with Fuzia Almaru, which is Kenneth Ross Jr.'s mother. And he took the case to work on the injustice that occurred to her son. And so that meant showing up at the Gardena in various meetings and things that the police were having. And I know that Pastor Jones, you can provide more details to that. It also meant having rallies and to protest the problems that were there, and even bringing the media in from CNN to CBS to NBC, all of them, to see exactly what was going on with this investigation, because Gardena is not a very large community, and it didn't seem like this made any sense that the police officer would act in this manner. Well, come to find out that through the working in conjunction with State Senator Stephen Bradford, who also lived there and also worked with and knew all the police officers, the simple question was asked, who was the police officer that committed this particular shooting? And he didn't recognize him, and some of the others didn't recognize him, except for that they worked with him. Turns out that the police officer actually was a police officer who left Orange County, and he left, and he had a record of having committed other types of shooting, and then was allowed to be rehired in Gardena, where he continued the same type of behavior. Unfortunately, that showed how weak the system was in trying to weed out or address police officers who had prior grievances. So what has been happening within California is that for years, there was no mechanism to decertify a police officer from, if they had a record of some type, from moving on to another smaller town, because there are about 87, in Southern California alone, about 87 cities. So if the person left and there was no record, they could then move from Orange County and go to LA County and then go to a small precinct or a town and still have the benefits as a police officer, because you, once you go through the training, you have to be licensed. As of this time, similar to the Bruce Beach bill, Governor Gavin Newsom signed another bill, which it took 2 years to go through because there's a lot of babbling going around, that would require that police officers be decertified when something like this occurred so that they cannot be rehired in another precinct, which is based roundabout way by saying that if you have a record on you, you're not allowed to continue to be a police officer. Now, this is provided that the police commission identifies through due process, because in this country, as you know, we honor the rule of law, and that everyone has a due process right to be judged by their peers. But if the commission finds that the behavior of the police officer was heinous enough that it didn't warrant the action that was taken, then that police officer would be decertified. And then he could not be a police officer anymore in this state. Now, of course, if he leaves this state, that's a whole different thing. But California was still one of the few, a small number of states that didn't have a decertification process, because the police union was so strong in its power that it did not want to incriminate on any of the power and authority that was going on with how they handle their police officers. They wanted to be self-governed, and therefore, if something happened, then they were well-protected. And, of course, it would ensure that they had employment regardless of what happens. But now, in light of George Floyd, in light of the Capitol riots, and in light of the change in attitude of which showed that policing, based on the great work of Pastor Jones, was had been corrupted in many different ways, and that the quality of protect and serve was now in question, this led Governor Newsom and Black Lives Matters, Pastor Jones, I would imagine, was in those talks, and in all sorts of things to bring this issue up, to push this legislation with the pushing of Stephen Bradford to make this into the law. And so this was signed around the same time as Bruce Beach. So what this means now is that there has to be civilian oversight of police officers, and if they're found to have conducted wrong behavior, they will be decertified as police officers, where they cannot be police officers no more in this state. So this is another wonderful achievement. Now, it didn't get into the process of immunity. That was always a sticking point, but that's a sticking point nationwide, where the police officers could be sued personally for their behavior, but it's a little weaker than what we wanted because they wanted it to be a total thing where the person can never, never, ever, ever, ever do it once found. But it's been softened down to where it concludes a due process. The police commissions are there, and it sets up a record so that at least in the record of California, if someone were to look into this person's background, they would find that this person had been a bad actor and committed a crime, an assault, which the state has already documented as happening. So with that, Pastor Jones, I yield back to you.
All right, thank you so much. Now, before I go into the next thing I was going to say about what we've been doing, well, first of all, thank you, Professor Rings, and I want everybody to know, first of all, let's say hi to Linda Goldie. Everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie. Good morning, Linda Goldie. How are you?
Linda Goldie. I was going to go to the bank because I've got pressing issues, but I was late getting up, and I said, well, I'm just going to listen to the show instead.
You are live on the show, and everybody say good morning again, you guys. She didn't hear you.
Linda Goldie.
Good morning, Linda. I heard you. Thank
good
you.
Good morning,
so much.
Linda. You have to say Miss Linda.
Good morning,
say good morning, Miss Linda.
Good morning, Miss Linda.
Good morning.
Pastor Jones.
Yes.
Pastor Jones, if I may,
I
have forgotten the name, what the name of the act is. It is called the Kenneth Ross Jr. Decertification Act of 2021, named after Kenneth Ross Jr. So applause to you and the mother, Faruja Alamu, was so grateful at it being named after him. So I do apologize, but I just want to make that point. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you so much, and I want to shout out Black Lives Matter, and what's her name? Medulla. What's her first name? Sister Medulla. Is it Dr.
You mean,
Medulla? Dr. Alina Medulla. Melina. Well, I want to thank Dr. Melina Abdullah because, I was working on the case in the beginning. I'm the one that took her to the Gardena City Council meetings. We spoke directly to the mayor. I also did a press conference there with her on more than one occasion. And I just feel so proud that legislation passed for the Kenneth Ross Jr. family. And I was so honored to be a part of something that was way bigger than me. And then the same thing with Bartholomew Williams, who had a mental disability, and he was working on his master's degree. He already had his master's. He was working on his doctor's degree at San Bernardino State University, where he was shot and killed. And they knew that it was on file in the records at the university that he had a mental disability, that he had ADHD. And that day, he didn't take his medicine, and the police approached him. They were supposed to call the PET team, and the PET team would come out and talk to him and all that. Instead, they antagonized him and got into a wrestling match with him, and they shot him for no reason and killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we went there, and we made sure that police officers cannot use deadly force first. First, they got to use a PR-24, they got to use mace, and then they got to use a taser. And that went into legislation in the city of San Bernardino, California, and it's in San Bernardino County, and I felt so happy to get that. I made the front page of the LA Times newspaper. So and to me, that's the family they really thanked me because we can't bring Bartholomew Williams back, who was a very intelligent young man, very smart, but he had a mental disability, and also I worked on a case where a young man who was deaf. The police stopped him, and he was deaf, and he couldn't speak. So he was trying to get his card out of his pocket to show them that he could not speak, and they shot him and they killed him. And I worked on that case. And we helped change legislation, and someone who has a disability as being deaf, you have to be patient with them. You cannot use deadly force. So So I was going to those police commissioner board meetings were very important to me, and making change is very important to me, because if we don't stand for something, we're going to fall for anything. But I want to get into a very important subject matter that we promised that we would talk about, and it's something that had to do with Mrs. Linda Goldie, and she brought it to our attention last week on the show. So I want to take out a little bit of time. One of our first topic and subject matter is going to be about fraud. People know every day that people steal people's identity, and they do it for whatever reason they do. There are professionals out there. So our first topic has your identity been stolen or fraud with your ID or Social Security number, and what do you do? What do you do to make that change? So without further ado, and I'm going to, first of all, we're going to go to Linda first. Linda, what do you want to see change about fraud, about people stealing people's identity, Social Security numbers? What do you want to see change? What do you want the government to do?
I don't know how they would approach that. The problem is with the Internet that, you know, anybody, almost everybody has the Internet, and anybody could access it to do this sort of thing. So I don't know how you stop it.
Well, I
got to
be honest with you. Linda, I got to be honest with you. I don't put very much of my information on the Internet, because you're right. People can, they have hackers out there. That's all they do all day and all night, is hack into people's stuff. But I've got to tell you. So, but we're going to, if we really want to get our information, we're going to go to Professor Reams, and he'll probably tell us what we can do, how can we fight to change laws or whatever we need to do to rectify all of this identity fraud, Social Security numbers being stolen, California IDs being remade of people, and they put other people's picture on there. I mean, this is a really gigantic multi-billion-dollar business. This is a really big business. Fraud is big, gigantic. That's why the FBI has a special team that works on nothing but fraud. They have a whole fraud division, because that's how gigantic and enormous it is. So with that being said, I want to go to you, my sister Vera. Tell me, what do you think what should we do about this fraud that's taking place in identity theft and California ID being stolen, Social Security numbers being stolen? What should we do, Vera? What would you like to see done?
Well, that's a really difficult situation. But first of all, we have to make sure that we freeze our accounts and change everything, because somehow they're able to hack into your PIN, your Social Security, just everything at this time, and that is their job as hackers to do so. They spend the entire day, so we have to make sure that we stay aware. We don't share our information everywhere unless there is a one of those lock codes, like on the bottom, if you're using online to order a lot of different things. And then again, as we know, they're now making the fake VAC cards, so mm-hmm. people are using to say that they're vaccinated. So
wow.
It goes on and on.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Thank you so much. Excuse me. And as you know, the EDD just had that. I mean, they're still getting over their hiccup where people stole millions, if not billions, of dollars from the EDD. You know, I'm still dealing with some stuff right now behind that stuff. You know, they stole people's names and identities. And I don't know how they get your Social Security number. I mean, and your birthday and everything else. So these professionals, they know how to get into your your information. On that note, I'm going to go to Brother Clarence O'Malley. Brother Clarence O'Malley, take the floor, man. What do we have to do to stop this fraud, man? Has it ever affected you? Has anybody ever stolen your California ID or your Social Security number or anything or any of your credit cards or anything? Please take the floor, Brother Clarence, and enlighten us.
Pastor Eddie Watts again. You hit the ground, slam. Hey, you scoring touchdowns. You kicking field goals. This is the hot button topic. You know, Pastor Eddie, this summer we just had many corporations that was held hostage and hijacked because they were infiltrated through the internet. They were hacked, and people took control of their systems. They shut down a oil company, and they had to pay a ransom. There's nothing the FBI could do that we know of. Probably now they may have found some solutions, but there were hospital systems that were compromised. So, you know, when we look at these large corporations being hacked, and, you know, the government want to blame these Russian computer hackers, you know, but it could be the Chinese. It could even be right here in the United States, because some people has the education and the knowledge to make their IP address look as if it comes from another country, and they could be right next door living in your own community. So we never know. But last year, according to U.S. News, $16.9 billion was lost as a result of identity fraud. So this is a huge hot-button topic. And here they have several things, Pastor Eddie, and all our listeners and all of my co-hosts that it says we can do. It says, first, we can file a claim with your identity theft insurance, but how many of us have that? Notify companies of your stolen identity. File a report with the Federal Trade Commission. Contact your local police department. Place a fraud alert on your credit report. Freeze your credit. Sign up for a credit monitoring service if offered. Tighten security on your account. Review your credit reports for mystery accounts. Scan credit card and bank statements for unauthorized charges. And last but not least, how we do it in the hood. Don't have credit in a bank account at all. But that's just coming from the hood. That's just from the hood.
Wow, that's interesting. Thank you so much, Brother Clarence, for that very pertinent information. Look, you guys, I don't know about you, but when I get ready to put my – thank you, Clarence. When I get ready to put my code in, if I'm at the gas station, the store, even if I'm outside and I do the tap-and-go thing, I always cover my code. I never let people see you put your code in. Get the card out that you're going to use. Don't open up your wallet and have all your cards showing – especially you people who like to have all the great cards, the Visa Black card, the other card, and this card and that card. Well, just check out the card that you're going to use. If I'm going to Kaiser, I'm just hypothetically speaking, I'm only going to have my Kaiser card in my pocket. If I'm going to the bank, I'm only going to have my necessary credit or bank card in my pocket. I take it out and I leave, you know, I don't, you know, want to be taking my wallet out. And, you know, that could help you a whole lot. And always look around you to see who's around you when you're using your information. And a lot of times when you're sitting there and they say, well, give me your Social Security number and your driver's license number, I just tell them, give me a piece of paper. And I write it all down. And then when I get through writing it, I take it and tear it up and throw it in the trash. These are some helpful things that can help you so that people won't be able to steal your identity. And if you work hard to prevent them from stealing it, because we're just so happy-go-lucky people, a lot of times we don't know who's looking over our shoulder. But believe me, someone's always watching. Big Brother's always watching. So we have to be mindful. We have to use our eyes, our ears, and our nose, and all of our senses to make sure that we can deter a fraudulent individual from stealing your identity and fraudulently stealing your money. Without further ado, we're going to go to Professor Reins. Professor Reins, take the floor. Tell us, what can we do? What type of law can we pass, if any at all? And some pointers on how we can prevent fraud and identity theft, which is a multi-gazillion dollar thing right now. People are driving Rolls Royces, living in mansions off of doing fraud on people's money, stealing all their money out of their account, et cetera, et cetera. Professor Reins, take the floor. Enlighten us. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Jones. Now, at this point in time, we're talking now criminal behavior, which is what identity theft and hacking is. And so there are laws on the books once the people are caught that have with it fines and jail time and all these things that are available. Now, one thing that can't be done is whatever institutions where there's money transactions are to make sure or strengthen that the banks need to always evaluate or review their practices, because at least in the credit union that I bank at, security, we in light of COVID, distance is always there. There's always a security officer that is making sure that no one is causing problems, and that if the Social Security number is needed for whatever reason, that it is written and then torn up in front of the person to make sure that, and given to them so that it can be torn up again. So for those that aren't doing or using the internet for transactions, it is important that you set up a shredding bin and take all of your bills and anything that would have your accounts on there and get those shredded immediately, or just get into the habit of just tearing up everything that's in front of you, taking it with you, and then putting it to shredding overall. And because otherwise your people will still look in the trash bins of whatever you have to find out information. It's very easy to do it, even with your address, because if you have an address and it's coming to you, then at least they get that first section of your information of where you live, which is what's going to be on an application anyway. The only missing link is your Social Security number. That's why if you're getting paychecks or so, it's important that whoever is sending your paycheck or so does not have your Social Security number listed, maybe a some other ID or whatever else that they know that they paid you for. So as far as what can we do, it's a partnership. We have to hold every institution that we're working with accountable. For example, with your credit cards or even with my debit card, if it seems that anything is looking kind of weird, the credit card will automatically, or the debit card will cut off, you know, because they're, and then they'll give me a phone call saying, we're looking at some very interesting activity. We want to stop it before it even begins. So if you have that option with your bank card or with your debit card, then that's another thing that that you can get into. But the other thing is, can you really trust the folks that are working in the bank and who are the gatekeepers or who are supposed to be protecting you? That's why on your side, you have to be diligent, like once a day, twice a week, or whatever time period that you want, is to look at your bank statements to see if there's any charges that are there or what have you, as both Pastor Jones and Brother Clarence has mentioned, because it can happen at a blink of the eye. The other thing is, if you're on the internet and you're getting these scam letters, we call it a phishing, then be careful, because they'll say that the IRS is it needs to talk to you on your cell phone, or we have a letter where you haven't paid this monthly amount and we need you to return it to us immediately. So always be careful and delete any letters that you don't know, and set up a process where you know how you're going to pay your credit card off. You know how you pay your bills off. And that if it doesn't fall into that process that you have, it gets deleted. You also have spam calls that are coming in that are not necessarily trying to sell you something, but if you say the word yes, they could record that and make it seem as though you have agreed to whatever they've asked you to do. Now, that's happened to family members. They've set up a false narrative where they thought that a family member was in trouble and that they needed money to get them out of jail, sort of thing. So on your phone, make sure that you have possible spam, or if you do not recognize any of the numbers, don't answer it. Just delete them all, because all they're doing is trying to fish to see if they can get any information on you that they can use for conducting fraud or identity theft. So that is where we are at this point, and it's more on us to make sure we have a process in place that not only we, like we do on the freeway, drive defensively, we're living defensively, since information is so easy to get and so easy to mine overall. And, you know, if you get LifeLock, that's also helpful. but each of your institutions have a way of controlling identity theft, so make sure to implore those as well. As far as the future, the other thing is that, like with Melanie Aubrey, is that education is needed, and you can't be passive about this. You have to be actively looking at it at all times. And with that, Pastor Jones, I yield back to you.
Oh, man, let's give a big hand for our Professor Renz. Oh, my God, thank you, Professor. Wow, thank you very much. Now, man, I tell you what, I can't wait for the sports report today. I'm waiting on Cousin V to call in. Matter of fact, there she is right there. Let's welcome Cousin V to the show. Good morning, Cousin V. Everybody say good morning to Cousin V.
Good morning, Cousin V.
Good morning, Cousin V.
Good morning, Cousin V.
Good morning,
everyone.
Well, Cousin V. I heard that little voice. I'm so happy to have our... She sounds so wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Xandria, did you say hi to Cousin V?
Yes, she did.
Well, Cousin V, welcome to the show. I can't wait for the sports report. I already know what happened. I'm not going to tell them what happened to the Rams yet, okay? But I can't wait for Monday
okay.
night football. I got to see some Monday night football tonight.
Oh, don't we know Clarence?
Oh, so far.
Clarence going to be glued to the TV.
Clarence, are you going to the game?
I got a front row seat, Pastor Eddie.
What?
Yeah, right there in the exclusive location of my home. I'm going to have a front row seat right here at home with the widescreen blasting.
And you know what, man? I'm still mad at the Cardinals quarterback. He played so good, man. He played so good. But we'll talk about it later. And we'll talk about Lamar Jackson. Oh, my gosh. He negotiated his own contract. He doesn't need a what do you call those guys that negotiate your contract?
Agent.
He did it without an agent. He said he don't want his agents taking his money at all. So him and his mother were their own agents, and he negotiated his own contract for multi-millions of dollars. So we'll talk about that on the sports report. Anyway, now our second topic. Our second topic is CBD oil good for you? Is CBD oil good for you? What is CBD oil? How does it affect the human body? This is a very, very hot topic, too, because two great celebrities have two separate entities of business that are doing extremely very well, so well that the pharmaceutical companies are trying to put out bad raps about their medication and trying to give them a bad rap because the pharmaceutical company is trying to sue Snoop Dogg, who has his own CBD oil, and Brother Denzel, which has his own CBD oil. And then let's not leave out Mike Tyson, who has his own CBD oil. You can look them all up. They all have their own growing places. And matter of fact, Snoop Dogg has one of the biggest operations in the United States of America, along with Denzel Washington, when it comes to CBD oil and other products that have to do with the CBD oil, which is flying off the shelves right now. And then don't forget Mike Tyson, who is doing extremely very well. I got to tell you, they might have got him, you know, then, but this dude is a multimillionaire, and he's still rich. He's still rich, and he's really smart. He even did his own one-man show. So we're going to talk about CBD oil for a minute, and I want to introduce this to some and to others who already know, but I want to share this with you right here. Denzel Washington CBD oil opinions. There are a variety of health supplements in the market that claim to provide immediate help to users with multiple health concerns, but none of them are as effective as Denzel Washington's CBD oil. Chewing gums do not certain harmful fillers, even not in small quantities. Even if you use them for a long time, there will be no negative consequences on your body. These are delicious candies and that come in varieties of flavors. So when you chew, you won't even feel like you ingested a dose of health. These sweet will protect you from various diseases of the body. If you are looking for a natural remedy to heal your body, then Denzel Washington CBD oil is the best option for you. You just need to make sure that you keep chewing on that regularly. Benefits of Denzel Washington CBD oil: it will provide our spiritual well-being by calming our minds and keeping them free from depression, stress, anxiety, trauma, etc. It has been combined with a combination of various natural and herbal extracts that enhance our body, does not experience any side effects. It will promote a healthy sleep pattern by warding off insomnia or insomnia. It increases our immunity by increasing the number of white blood cells in our body. This will allow the skin to be free from various skin problems like acne, blemishes, wrinkles, dark circles, inflammation, mobility in the joints and extremities, so that we do not face any problems in walking, supports rapid weight loss in our body with the backing of natural and herbal ingredients. So with that being said, let's give a big hand for Denzel Washington. All right, let's give him a big hand. Big hand for Denzel.
Bravo.
Bravo.
Denzel has actually kicked the pharmaceutical companies between the legs, and I mean hard, because they have been doing everything in their power to sue us. Okay, I just got to keep it as clean as I can, but let's keep it real, okay?
Between the bears, yeah.
Yes, that's where they
Right in the bread basket, okay?
right in the bread basket, and all the bread flew out the basket, okay? But here's the point. My point is that Snoop Dogg, Denzel, and Mike Tyson has cornered the market, and they're all doing billion-dollar business. They're all doing billion-dollar business. The pharmaceutical companies are going after them. They're trying to sue them. They're trying to bring them down. Well, let's talk about CBD oil. I got to be honest with you. I drink the CBD water, and it really helps out a lot. I mean, because my knees, I played sports in high school. I did gymnastics, baseball, football, tennis. I did a lot of sports, even skateboarding and dirt bike riding, motorcycle riding. So the CBD oil, it really helps my joints. Now, like you said, they have it in candies, they have it in gum, they have it in a popcorn form, they have it in candy bars, they have it in protein bars. It's so many ways you can get your CBD oil, and there is no THC in it at all. You do not get high. So you don't have to worry about something showing up on your test that you have taken THC, because it will not show up because there's no THC in the CBD oil. So let's get that old myth out of the way that you're going to get high. No, you're not. You're going to feel good, you're going to live longer, and it's going to be natural, and you're not going to have any side effects. Okay, so without further ado, let's go to the floor. Let's go to my daughter, Talana Jones. Talana Jones, please take the floor. What do you think about CBD oil, Denzel's business, Snoop Dogg's business, and Mike Tyson's business? What do you think about, does the CBD oil help human beings? Is it good for them? I heard people taking it with ADHD. Now they don't have to take all these schizophrenic pills anymore. They're not having those terrible side effects that the pills give you. Go ahead, Talana, take the floor.
I think it's very profitable. I think now it's time to do some more homework on the benefits and the different aspects or dynamics of CBD. I think that's really great.
Okay.
Congratulations. And again, like, it's just a step up in the right direction. I pray that there are more black opportunities, more to come for, you know, that just means future generations, good jobs, possibly science, and including Jesus and science. That would be priceless, really. So I'm stoked, Daddy. I'm kind of excited.
Cool. Thank you so much, Talana. Cousin V, all the way out there in Texas. What do you think about the CBD oil movement? A lot of people, and I'm telling you now, they got veterans using it. They even have doctors using it. They have all kinds of people using it now. People swear by it. I mean, and they love Denzel, you know, not just because he's the actor, but what he has brought out has really been helping him out, Snoop. They're helping people who have glaucoma, cancer, eating problems, insomnia, they can't sleep at night. But now they take the CBD oil, and they have it in tea flavor. They have it in juice flavors. They have it in candy, gum. Go right ahead. Take the floor.
Well, they have nurses that use it also, and it does help for insomnia and sleep, because I find myself, if I take it at night, I sleep really well through the night, and I don't have to worry about waking up all through the night like I usually do if I don't take it. I haven't kept enough in my system to see how it works for my joints, but listening to you, I may have to start taking like one drop of fluid, I think, compared to taking two or three to help you sleep. Also, my take is that I wish the pharmaceutical companies would just get somewhere and sit down, because, like I said, I even almost quit nursing because of the pharmaceutical companies, because I find that the doctor wants to prescribe a new medication for everybody when it comes on the market, and everybody is different. Their bodies are different. We react to those chemicals and drugs differently. But I think they should just let people be able to make money. Also, they already got billions and billions of dollars, and still, even though people are dying from their company drugs, but they should be fair to others.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much, Cousin V. I really appreciate that. I'm going to go over here to Mrs. Goldie. I know you probably have never even heard of CBD oil, but have you heard of CBD oil?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I get all kinds of I have incredible mail from every kind of supplement company that there is, I think. But one thing that I'm a little concerned about, I mean, personally, I don't know if I'm ready to use anything like that yet or not, because my brother was schizophrenic, and this showed up after he started taking pot and, you know, using other drugs. But, you know, if it's all well and good, the caution I would think is that if with all these flavored stuff that's like candy and things like that, if people are using it and they have a family, if they have little children, those children may think that, well, this is candy. You know,
who knows what kind of reaction they would have. Yeah, well, Ms. Goldie, I want to share something with you. First of all, there's no THC in the CBD oil, so it won't be like marijuana. They won't get high. So the get high part is been extracted from the CBD oil. And not only do they have CBD oil in candy, they have it in different types of foods. You can get it in peanuts. You can get it in cashews. You can get CBD in water. You can get CBD in other ways to ingest it. The drops where you could drop it up under your tongue. They have the one where you could drop it in your tea. They have the CBD oil tea bags. They have everything now. I mean, it's not just in candy. And you made a good point, though. We have to keep all things such as that out of the reach of children. And we should be very mindful to make sure that we're doing things that are safe and that are good for the human anatomy and be responsible. So with that being said, thank you very much, Sister Goldie. I want to go on over to Brother Clarence M. Allen. Brother Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor, because when Vera does health and wellness, I'm sure we're going to jump right into the CBD oil come up again. But go right ahead, Clarence, take the floor. What do you think about the CBD oil movement, the three rich people, Mike Tyson, Denzel Washington, and Snoop Dogg, that are doing very well in the CBD oil business and the marijuana business as far as medical marijuana is concerned. They have their own farm.
Such a wide spectrum. First of all, I wish them all the best of success in their endeavor with that. It's an excellent medication. It's a natural substance. You know, this is, you know, such a wide open can of worms, because when you look at what Cousin V said, the pharmaceutical companies, these Frankenstein monsters, man, you know, they are immune
to prosecution. They are immune to lawsuits. They're holding government hostage. They have given the original doctor a bad name, so we don't trust our own doctors, which is the African Holistic Health Doctor. This marijuana, it is a natural substance grown out of the ground. At once upon a time when it was criminalized, now it's been legalized, where they have found ways to make billions of dollars off this when they had to set up a system in order for them to do this before they could legalize it. Now that they legalize it, they have, we have seen on the news here in California where you have people that's going to the high desert, growing tons. The L.A. County Sheriff and the San Bernardino Sheriff Department have taken tons of marijuana growing, whether they're growing hemp or the natural plant. So the CBD oil, it's a great medicine tool to use. I went to my regular doctor, which is dragging his feet, so I went to the VA and I had to get x-rays on my left shoulder because I was having so much pain in my shoulder, I couldn't even move it. And so when I went back to the doctor after the x-ray, she says arthritis. So I have some CBD cream here, and I put it on my shoulder, and now it's much, much better. So, you know, it's a natural medication. It's nothing that no Einstein, Frankenstein doctor put compound chemicals together where you may have side effects where some medications that they devise say you can even die or you might commit suicide because these chemical compounds, our body is not equipped to digest them all, our gallbladder, our liver, our kidneys. They're not equipped, but natural substances from our foods that we use for holistic healing can flow right through our body because they are natural. But these doctors that are creating, and even the medical system has gone digital with the digital medications where we see now with this COVID vaccine, you know, it's the RNA and these certain codes that they're putting in, and you even mentioned with the Luciferis, with the electronic micro robots that emits a light. So when the future comes near soon, when you walk through like you do the TSA, they will be able to see it in your body and then know you've been vaccinated and it's being discriminated against. Mm. So once marijuana was discriminated against, now it's open for use. And now they're even talking about legalizing it nationally with the federal government.
Wow. Thank you very much, Brother Clarence. That's very interesting that you say that. I want to give a big shout-out again to Mike Tyson, to Snoop Dogg, and also to our wonderful brother, Denzel Washington, who have fought very hard in not only in the movie industry to even be on screen, to do what they do, to be on stage to do what they do, because they've all been challenged by different things, no matter what they might be. You know, I remember it was a time when people did not want to hear gangster rap, but Snoop Dogg is one of the biggest, he is the biggest rapper in the world. And all of these guys, in their own way, became some of the most successful human beings. Mike Tyson, pound for pound, was one of the best boxers in the entire world. At one point, no man could knock out Mike Tyson. And Denzel Washington, who has embraced the screen on so many different movies with so many different talents in acting to play so many different roles. And one of my very memorable roles of him is playing Ray Charles. Ray Charles. Dr. King. And other, just all the different people that he's played. He's played some, no, The American Gangster, that was my favorite one. When he played The American Gangster, that was a good movie, excellent movie. Denzel has played so many roles. I remember he played a biblical role. I forgot the name of the movie, but he played a role where he's carrying a Bible. And I don't know if it was Job. I forgot the name of it. It was a good movie. And he's just played so many roles. And now they've taken it to another level, and now the pharmaceutical companies are mad at them. We're going to close this out in a few minutes and then start going into our regular segment. But before we do, we got to hear from Professor Reams, CBD oil, Professor Reams. You know, I got to tell you, I drink the CBD oil, water. I put the CBD oil on my knees. They have helped my knees. I have actually drank the CBD tea, and it has helped me in a lot of different areas. There's no THC in it. Is this the future? Is this the way to holistically be able to take care of yourself without having the side effects? If you take blood pressure medicine, diabetes medicine, and heart medicine, they all have 7 side effects. CBD oil has no side effects, all natural, all holistically done. And the pharmaceutical companies are mad because the CBD oil is outdoing aspirin, it's outdoing ibuprofen, and it's outdoing sleep medications that they have for you. So their stuff is staying on the shelf, and Denzel and Mike Tyson and Snoop Dogg stuff is flying off the shelf. So with that being said, Professor Reams, please take the floor and enlighten us on the CBD oil movement.
Oh, well, thank you, Pastor Jones. I and it's interesting how, and everyone, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. So, and once again, I'm writing everything down. It's just been excellent. But the situation is that we're looking at a major sea change. It's so different than how whaling was the end-all, be-all, and then it was usurped by petroleum and how whaling just disappeared. That is the fear of the pharmaceuticals, that there would be one substance which was so natural, which would not harm the body, that would allow everyone to heal themselves and not be dependent on the pharmaceutical industry in order for them to make their profits. That's the fear of many capitalist organizations, that their need will disappear. And similar to what happened in whaling, once the change from us not needing to hunt whales, that industry died immediately. And this is the fear that's faced because now what Denzel and Snoop and Mike Tyson have done is that they've also gotten to one of the major markets that they're usually depending on, and that's been African Americans, again, because of the fact that we're using the products and we're being diagnosed with them and other, along with, you know, many of the other races, that when something goes wrong, we're going to go to a pill instead of going to a natural way of handling it. So their profits, as these gentlemen do well, start falling very quickly because how can you have a pharmaceutical industry if people aren't sick? I mean, for the medical, it's you're still going to need to talk with your doctors of things that crop up because viruses and things that you've seen from coronavirus, they're always going to be around with us. And then ways to address them, you're still going to need to make sure that for your personal health, you're seen by a professional. But with this being so natural, this is probably definitely one of the reasons why they tried to conceal how well it was. Because this goes back to hemp, and this goes back to, as Clarence and you mentioned, naturally grown. Something that's naturally grown means that it's of the earth and it's been blessed by God to be able to be helpful in some way in order to keep our longevity. And what the pharmaceuticals are doing, they're trying to slow God down from what he is naturally given to us to keep us healthy. So so it's, again, as we talked about, you know, behind the scenes, God at work trying to change hearts and minds, this is no different because let's think about it. They found that with hemp-related products, or it's similar to hemp and in that family, the Native Americans were had long longevity. They also made their clothes from them. They made ropes. And they were able to even grow it at fast speeds anywhere, whereas cotton, you had to have a specific climate. And it's found that all hemp products are stronger than cotton. They don't stretch. And they also will last much longer, 20 to 30 years, than cotton would ever do. So with hemp coming in, and also Mitch McConnell enjoying the fact that hemp farmers are able to grow in his own state of Kentucky, then this means that this is a bonanza that was long in coming but had been stopped because of a certain industry like the pharmaceutical until they could control it or figure out what to do with it. Now the genie's out the bag, and they are panicky about their future profits. So I think it is wonderful because it also promotes that how African Americans have once again been geniuses at dominating in another industry. And the fear is that more people will get into this industry and come up with other products that can be subsidiaries of all of these three. And I would recommend that that happens because then there's the fear that if you can pick off these three major folks, that the movement will die. That's why Black Lives Matters was very important, because there isn't a personality associated with Black Lives Matters. It is an entity of itself, which is perpetual because anyone can be part of it. So I hope that more people take advantage of this, because then it means it would be hard to kill. But now that it's in the public and everyone is using it, it's going to be hard to stop. So I am just thrilled with it. They are, you know, and this is what capitalism is all about, but you have folks who would prefer not to be part of true capitalism and form a monopoly, as the pharmaceuticals will do. And here's the other thing they're fearful of. The infrastructure bill has where the government, for the first time, is going to negotiate prices with the pharmaceutical companies. And guess what? Those prices are going to be low, and the high prices that people are paying for just simple aspirin are going to get dropped down to the levels of Canada. And if this also means a holistic method, which includes the CBD oil, well, the pharmaceuticals will see their final days as being dominant to just being another industry that has gone away or been marginalized to where there's more control over it so that we can live healthy and move forward in the grand scheme of things. So, Pastor Jones, I yield back to you, but I say well done, and everyone, enjoy.
Wow. Thank you very much for coming. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Professor Reams. Wow. With that being said, you guys, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Just before we go to the cool-down section, that's where Linda Goldie is going to share some poetry with us, and then we're going to be going on from there with Words of Wisdom. After Words of Wisdom, we're going to have the sports report. I mean, we're going to have health and wellness. And then after health and wellness, we're going to have the sports report. And we will definitely have Regulate the Manual. And then, last but not least, the commentary. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Write it down. Here is your word of the week and your scripture of the week. I'll give you a moment just to get your pen and pencil out. And each one of these things is something that you can apply to your week this week, starting today until next Monday. And our word of the week is complete. Our word of the week is complete. Let's use that in a sentence. I will complete my goals. I will complete my goals. Also, our scripture of the week is Matthew 7:7, one of my favorite scriptures. And it reads, ask and you shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and that door shall be opened unto you. That is our scripture of the week, Matthew 7:7. Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and that door shall be opened unto you. And without further ado, Miss Linda Goldie, please take the floor and cool us down with some poetry. It's the cool down.
Okay, well, first of all, I have to apologize to Cousin Vera because I had written a poem that I read to her, I think it was last night. Now I can't find it. She wanted me to read it on the program, but it was about nurses.
That's okay. Go ahead on it.
Yeah, okay.
And don't worry. It's about 10:38, so let me go ahead and read us what you have.
Okay. Little is much when God's in it. You only need to begin it. Whatever you've got, add it to thought. But it is your prayer that brings it to bear. When God is your Father, you'll win it. So do not be worried and fret. Keep on keeping on, and you'll get a harvest that's due in its season beyond all your dreams for the reason that God's in the plan. So do what you can, then adjust. It really is part of our learning to trust.
Wow, beautiful. Let's give a big hand for Linda Goldie. That was an amazing poem. Thank you.
Linda Goldie.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda. That was nice.
Poetry,
that was really nice.
Well said.
That was really nice. Well done. And without further ado, it's time to go to my daughter, Talana Jones, with words of wisdom. And following that, we'll be doing health and wellness. And we're going to have our little co-host on the show, Xandria, to help out Vera with the health and wellness. Talana, please take the floor. Give us words of wisdom.
Thanks, Dad. And good morning again, everybody, and welcome to Words of Wisdom. Today, I'm going to share a poem that's very, very near and dear to me. And I pray you enjoy. Lord, why did you make me black? Why did you make me someone the world wants to hold back? Black is the color of dirty clothes, of grimy hands and feet. Black is the color of darkness, of tire-beaten streets. Why did you give me thick lips, a broad nose, and kinky hair? Why did you create someone who receives the hatred stare? Black is the color of a bruised eye when someone gets hurt. Black is the color of darkness. Black is the color of dirt. Why is my bone structure so thick? Why are my lips and my cheeks so high? Why are my eyes brown and not the color of daylight sky? Why do people think I'm useless? How come I feel so used? Why do people see my skin and think I should be abused? Lord, I just don't understand. What is it about my skin? Why is it when some people hate me instead of wanting to know the person within? Black is what people are labeled when others want to keep them away. Black is the color of shadows cast. Black is the end of the day. Lord, you know my own people mistreat me, and you know that just isn't right. They don't like my hair. They don't like the way I look. They say my skin is too dark or too light. Lord, don't you think it's time for you to make a change? Why don't you redo creation and make everyone the same? God supply. Why did I make you black? Why did I make you black? Get off your knees and look around. Tell me, what do you see? I didn't make you in the image of darkness. I made you in the likeness of me. I made you the color of coal from which beautiful diamonds are formed. I made you in the color of oil, the black gold that keeps people warm. Your color is the same as the rich, dark soil that grows the food you need. Your color is the same as the black stallion, known for its majestic spirit indeed. All colors of the heavenly rainbow can be found throughout every nation. And when all those colors were blended well, you became my greatest creation. Your hair is the texture of lamb's wool, such a beautiful creature is he. I am the shepherd who watches over them. I am the one who watches over thee. You are the color of midnight sky. I put the stars glitter in your eyes. There's a beautiful smile hidden behind your paint. That's why your cheekbones are so high. Oh, huh. You are the color of dark clouds form when I send my strongest weather. I made your lips full and thick, so when you kiss the one you love, they will remember. Your stature is strong, your bone structure thick to withstand the burdens of time. The reflection you see in the mirror, that reflection looking back at you, is mine. So get off your knees, look in the mirror, and tell me, what do you see? I didn't make you in the image of darkness. I made you in the likeness of me. Thank you.
Amen.
Wow, that was super, That was super amazing. That was super amazing.
Somebody
needed to hear that out there. Somebody needed to hear that out there. That was very important. We probably will go over probably 5 minutes on the show today. I've been talking to the co-producers and the host about going on for 3 hours, doing 3 hour shows now, or maybe 2.5 hours. We'll look and see. It depends on everybody's schedule, but we could be increasing our hours depending on how things go, or maybe we'll increase the day. We'll find out. Without further ado, it is time for health and wellness. Vera and Zandria, please take the floor. Give us health and wellness at 10:45 a.m. on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. It's all
yours. Okay, first we'll begin with Zandria. Zandria, what would you like to tell all the listeners today about health and about wellness, or things that can help them?
You eat vegetables and fruit to make you feel better.
Yes. And what are some fun things you could tell the parents and the grandparents to do with the children?
Have fun with your granddaughter and your grandsons.
Okay. Thank you very much, Zandria. So, going into my segment, I wanted to mention, now, Eddie used word of the week, complete. So I wanted to begin by saying, we must complete precious moments for memories for a lifetime of fun with family and friends. And now, the question is, now what can we do for fun to bring it back with our family and our friends? Well, it's almost that time for snow and rain, so let's get a picnic basket and go out. Let's skate. Let's go outdoors and ride our bicycle. Let's enjoy some comedy together. We can play some board games, and we can begin our winter garden. Why not do some arts and crafts and start canning things for Christmas, Thanksgiving, and cook one of those special, healthy, wealthy meals with your family? How about decorating? Let's decorate. We could start now decorating for the holidays. But the first and the most important thing ever is to begin your day with God in prayer or meditation, Tai Chi, yoga, whatever will give you that fullness of strength out there in nature. We can write a letter of love and appreciation for each and every family member. Let's go play ping pong, tennis, racquetball, drop some rope, and we can put on that song, More Bounce to the Ounce. And We Are Family by Sister Sledge and Fun, 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 the Beach Boys. And let's not forget, before they close it down or if they shell, let's take our family to the zoo, the aquarium, to the mountains, to visit a lake, the beach, the library. Let's go bowling. Let's make some care packages for the homeless. Let's get out there. Let's do. Let's be family. Let's be best friends. Let's plan a scavenger hunt. Let's play dress up. Let's take a picture and make a video for future of love of moments and for memories. And that is my segment for today. And before I end, Cousin V had mentioned this a couple of months back, and we were speaking on CB oil at that time as well. And the CBD cream actually helped me at the time when I was paralyzed, and so I would rub that on my legs and my feet every single day, and, you know, I can run and dance and do all those things now, so I'm really grateful. And Cousin V mentioned, like, what did the Indians have in their peace pipe? Well, you know, as I know, they had tobacco, herbs, bark, and plants, and one of the plants that they had was called lobelia, which was supposed to mean love, prosperity, and they also used the same plant to make jewelry, like necklaces and other things. Like when you arrive in Hawaii, they give you a lei. Okay, so that is our segment. What else did you have to say, Zandria, for health and wellness and for fun?
Sharing and caring.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
All right.
Yay.
All right.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you, Zandria. Thank you, Derek. Thank you, Zandria. We're so proud of
you.
And without further ado, we're going to go right. That was really nice, Zandria and Vera. That was really nice. Everybody has done a wonderful, fantastic job here on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. Yes. So without further ado, it is time for the sports report for all you sports enthusiasts out there. Get your ears ready. Get your money ready, because I know some of y'all going to be betting on the fantasy games and all that stuff. You know how y'all do. We don't bet on this show, though. Not at all. Cousin V, please take the floor. Give us the sports report.
Well, first of all, two little ladies want to say hello to you.
Oh, right.
Come on.
Hi, FANSA.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
So that's where I am this week. I'm in Dallas, not too far from where the game was played yesterday. I want to start out, first of all, and say I'm so excited also for Zandria being on the show today.
Yes, so Zandria, say hi to your cousin. Say hi to your cousins, FANSA. Say hi, Zandria.
Hi.
That's your cousin.
FANSA, you say hi to Zandria. You guys say hi. See, they're twins.
Say hi, Zandria.
Hi. My mom is twin.
My mom is twin.
Yes, she is.
That's a good thing.
My mom is a twin. I have twin children.
We have lots of twins in our family. We got like 12 sets of twins in our family.
Yes, we do. We have plenty of twins in the family.
Well, we're going to do the sports report right now. So, Cousin V, what's going on? And don't forget to talk about Monday Night Football.
Oh, I won't forget any of the good stuff. But first of all, I want to say our family is continually expanding. So we have a great nephew that was born on Saturday, October the 2nd. His name is Jordan. He's named after his dad, Jordan, but he won't be a Jordan Jr. So Lakeisha is now a grandmother. She's my first niece, and then my sister Sharon is his great grandmother. So Sharon is the first great grandmother out of us five sisters on Eddie's side of the family.
Wow.
And then also want to say happy birthday to my daughter, Brandy, which is my nursing school baby. She will be 33 tomorrow, and that's how long I've been nursing. And then my son Terrence's birthday will be October the 7th. My first grandson, Jerrion's birthday is October 10th. And their heavenly grandfather, Randy Sr., and dad, his birthday is October 10th. 11th. So this is a full week of birthdays for me. And then I'm going to start off my brother Martin Jones. He works for Pilgrim Pride. He started at that company like years ago, and he's advanced all the way up to supervisor over the truck drivers. And they have a softball team, and they are in the playoffs. So I did want to let you all know that, and then Vera was giving health and wellness, how we can go out and have fun. Well, Martin and his company just started playing this year, and he's 51 years old, so that just goes to show how we can still be young. It doesn't matter about the number of our age. And so I want to start with the high school football. Most of our teams won. Dye Ball beat Huntington 59-24. They're 3-3 on the season, 2-0 in third place in district. Their next game will be Elkhart. Dorsey is just doing it big. They sound like the Cowboys yesterday. They beat Lock 57-8. And we know last year people beat Dorsey like this. So, I mean, Dorsey has come a long way. They are 4-2 on the season, 1-0 in the Coliseum, and their next game is against Viewpark. Lufkin, which is my home. They lost at New Caney 38-27. They're 2-4 in the season, 1-3 on district, and they are sixth place. Their next game is College Station, Texas, which is where Texas A&M University is. Then Nacogdoches High School, they tie with Pine Tree, but I think it's by the yards, and they determined that if they tie, that one is the loser. So they're actually saying that Nacogdoches lost, even though the score was 18-18. They are 1-4 in the season, 1-1 in district, and they are fourth place. Their next game is Mount Pleasant. Then in college sports, Arizona Christian University lost to Ottawa University of Arizona 52-34. Their next game is Lyon College, and as you know, Clarence cheers on that team because that's where his son Dion plays football. And then also some other high school. I told you all about the Utah player, football player from Mesquite, Texas, which is just across the line in Dallas. Aaron Lowe that was killed. He was a triplet, and he was a second player from the same high school where Ty Jordan also was killed in 2020. They both were killed in Utah. But good news is there's justice being done for Aaron. A 22-year-old had killed him, and then he was also caught that same day, and they found out he had also shot a 22-year-old female. So we just want to pray for our kids. Because even with me being here this whole week in Lufkin, just over this weekend, they had five incidents where they had stabbings and shooters, and that's a small town in my hometown. So, like I said, we just want to pray for our kids. We don't know what's going on with them. Also, we have number 19, Jaquan Curtis. He's also attending Mesquite High School in July 2020, and it just breaks your heart, but thank God, because I'm finna tell y'all about a miracle. He was hit, him and three of his other teammates or friends were hit by 18-wheeler, and after they got hit by the 18-wheeler, they were hit by another truck during COVID. So, of course, his mom couldn't be there by his side. She had to just stand at the window and just pray through her son. He had a total brain injury, which was inoperable. But after 3 weeks, this young man opened his eyes. He is the honorary team captain, and he is out on that football field every week. He can communicate in sign and text languages. He still has his memory and cognition, and his only deficit is his speech. So we just want to say thank God for still performing miracles in this day and time and even in sports. And then we want to go to the NFL. Jalen Hurts, the quarterback, his sales increased 500% after 1 week. In the NFL. And then the first quarter Eagles sack quarterback was in the end zone, and they got a 5 field goal to tie the game 7-7, and that's why his jersey went so high. And then last Monday night, this was the first quarter field goal tie game was between the Cowboys and the Eagles last Monday night, and the Cowboys ended up winning 41-21. But then the Cowboys had turned around yesterday and also played another game in the same week, and we'll get to that score in just a minute. Thursday night football on last week, the Bengals beat the Jaguars 24-21. And tonight, it will be the Las Vegas Raiders versus the Los Angeles Chargers. So there we have two of our co-hosts all battling against each other, being in front of the TV tonight for Monday Night Football.
Yes.
And then Thursday night, I know somebody going to be tied to the TV once again, and that will be the L.A. Rams versus the Seattle Seahawks. That game will be played on Fox at 7:20 Central Time. Monday Night Football will be tonight on ESPN at 7:15 Central Time. And we go to the scores. The Cowboys, after that win yesterday, they are the first place in the NFC East in a long time. And then I also want to say hats off to Drew Pearson and Jimmy Johnson, who also were part of the Cowboy teams in the past. They are now inducted into the Hall of Fame. And then our scores on yesterday, in the final overtime, we had Tennessee lose to the New York Jets 27-24. Kansas City Chiefs beat the Eagles 42-30. In Dallas, which was a great game because we got to watch it on TV, it was their score was 36-28. New Orleans lost to New York Giants 27-21. Cleveland beat Minnesota 14-7. The Chicago Bears defeated the Lions 24-14. The Texans were shut out by Buffalo 40-0. And that's because I think they're on like their third-string quarterback. Miami lost to the Indianapolis Colts 27-17. Washington defeated the Atlanta Falcons 34-30. San Francisco 49ers lost to Seattle 28-21. The L.A. Chargers lost to Arizona Cardinals 37-20. And Green Bay, which is my fantasy team, I have most players on my fantasy team from there, Aaron Rodgers, which is my quarterback also in fantasy football, they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 27-17. And then the Denver Broncos lost to Baltimore 23-7. Tampa Bay beat New England, and good, it wasn't a high score, but they only beat them enough for Tom Brady to get his honors, and they beat them 19-17. This was his first time back in New England after he went to Tampa Bay. And like I say, once again, Monday Night Football, Las Vegas Raiders, and the L.A. Chargers. This is my sports reporting. Y'all have a blessed week.
Cousin B. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, Cousin B.
Oh, Cousin B.
All right, Cousin
B. Cousin B.
Cousin B.
Hallelujah, Cousin B. That was a good sports report. We're going over a little bit with you guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you. And I got to tell you, tonight's going to be a good game, and I wouldn't miss it. My Chargers and my Raiders, I love them both, you know, but today is Charger Day. Right, Clarence?
Action.
Well, without further ado, it is time to regulate the manual. So without further ado, Brother Clarence and Mallon, take the floor. Let's regulate the manual.
Thank you, Pastor. It is this time of the year. It is time for that creature, that monster. 50 years ago, in the year of 1971, we had a great earthquake in the city of L.A. Bridges fell, fires erupted, lives were lost, and the ground was shaking, and there was a crack in the ground. And many murdered souls have come together at that time, and they summoned for something, because at the time of their demise, no one answered their call. And the same thing, that's a coincidence, 50 years ago in 1971, the day of the dates jive with the day of the dates this year, 2021. Monday, October 4th, it was back to school, and the Halloween season kicked into full gear. Department stores were supplied and filled with costumes, decorations, and candies. This was a time of year when the scary and horror movies began their scary series of broadcastings for the next couple of weeks. The bell rang, at school dismissed the students for the day. Football practice would start at 5 p.m. at the park with parents, kids, coaches, and all those who would enjoy and having a good time while watching the football teams practice on the field. Usually the football teams practice on Monday through Thursdays while the league games were played on Friday nights. As the nighttime came, a cloudy mist slowly started to develop and turn into a haze of fog over on the far side of the park. Just behind the infield where the main baseball field was located, the haze gradually began to swell and grow into a mystic fog. When I noticed the fog grew in size and intensified in thickness, this was when I remembered last Friday night. Out of some sort of curiosity, I seemed to be lured over to the fog through what appeared to be like hypnosis. Football practice ended, and everyone at their own leisure started to make their way out of the park. The fog was growing in size and thickness behind the baseball field, and it was spreading across the park. With the coolness on this night, the temperature in the area of the fog was much colder as the fog came closer. It was now chilly and getting colder outside. The park lighting shut off, and everyone was gone. Unaware of what I was doing, I felt as if I was floating in my mind in some sort of trance as I headed toward the area of the fog. The closer I came to the thick fog, the colder the temperature felt. It felt eerie and quiet, as if the cloud of fog sounded like it was creating its own quiet sound and aura. There I was back in the area of the fog on the baseball infield, and that had me frightened and scared the living daylights out of me just a few nights ago. I strained my eyes to see the best I could through the cloud of fog. It's difficult to breathe, and I could barely see my own hand waving in front of my face. As a couple of seconds passed by, I believe that it looked like something was moving low on the ground. I didn't know, but it looked like something without a form was coming from out of the ground. Gradually, as the thickness of the fog rose up, it started to assemble slowly in a circular motion, like in a dancing rhythm, forming into its own being. There were slight noises, an unfamiliar noise coming from the area like I never heard before. My heart started pounding, and I was unable to catch my breath. I stumbled and caught off balance while running as fast as I could home. What was going on with me? Was I tripping and seeing something that was not really there? Was it just the Halloween season? The hottest soul, brother. Man, it's getting good in here. Let me tell you, this book is no joke. Don't wait for the movie. Get this book. Check it out. And you know, it's a great family read for Halloween. It also educates you about the monsters and creatures we have here on Earth. We have many walking in human form right now today committing horrific acts. So thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you all who listen to the Haunted Soul Brothers. This is his month, the month of October. He is coming. He is here. Thank you.
Amen.
Let's give it up to Clarence, man.
Wow.
All right. Hands up to Clarence, man. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I could see the Haunted Soul Brother Ghosts and Goblins just coming all out in the neighborhood, just all over the place.
Yes, sir.
But without further ado, what an amazing show it has been today. But it would not be a show without the commentary. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And once again, an excellent show. And as I've said before, and as Clarence and I, and we all say before, we start the Monday off right so that we can show our give our opinions, our thoughts, and do the real deal Holyfield, and also leave out in love and show our love for the Lord in the process of our fellowship that we have each Monday. And so with that, thank you for a joyous format where we just get a chance to connect and be with one another, as your Dr. Granny V has mentioned, the complete way that we should be having fun
and also enjoying family. So with that in mind, first, I want to thank everyone. Thank you, Cousin V. Excellent job, and also the great work that you're doing in Texas as a nurse, and also keeping us abreast of what's going on in sports. Thank you, Clarence Allen. I was having shivers dealing thinking about the Haunted Soul Brother, so I'm going to pick it up again and read some of the other passages. Thank you again, the Regulator. Talana, wonderful words of wisdom, and once again, knocked it out of the ballpark. Why did you make me black? And I love hearing how you do it, because it's just something that we need to take time to just reflect on. Dr. Granny B and Zandria, well done. Well done with your report on health and what we should be doing. And just going back to remembering that with all the things that are going on, we need to take time to have fun, but also to take care of ourselves as well. And to a shout-out to Melanie Aubrey, as well as Dr. Aretha, and, of course, Linda Goldie, I got my hug, and also the wonderful prayer that you have brought to bear on all of us. So with that, let's see where we are. This is Monday, October 4th. The year has been, I would say, a full Haunted Soul Brother year with the election of Uncle Joe, and then the riot, and now then the insurrection, and then with the COVID, and then with the despair, and then with our recall. All of this has been the same type of mystic fog that has taken shape, as Clarence has mentioned, with the Haunted Soul Brother, along with issues dealing with remembrance of those ghosts that have gone by, of Kenneth Ross, of Bartholomew Williams, as well as, of course, George Floyd. We were placed in a situation of fog of definitely of despair, of depression, low anxiety, the whole yards that would occur in a not only a short period like in Halloween where it's, you know it's only a few months, but for a full year where it was just on pins and needles on whether we're going to get out of this, what direction we're going to go, and how things were going to be addressed. And then with the political circumstances of seeing what's going on in voting rights, as well as what's going on with reproductive rights and all, if you were to take it in the stride of what was going on and listening to the news, you would think that everything was going to heck in a handbasket, and that folks were just constantly fighting, despairing, and also and we were just lost as a country in light of everything. But of course, this is definitely far from the truth, because, of course, there is a media bias that's been going on, of which during the number 45 years, the media was having a field day with all the different stories. It was almost like they were addicted to having all of this trouble and insurrection. Then came President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris that brought a sense of calm and a sense of decency, and giving us back to the way that we function, not those chaotic years. So this has translated by that election of the presidency to what we're faced with our state as is. We had our recall, and we said no to what was being offered as an alternative to our health, our values, and also our spiritual well-being. So this, but let's put in the elephant in the room. This is all due to the Father, and it's wonderful that we're seeing and beholding God at work, because when he works, it's usually behind the scenes and not in front, similar to Pastor Jones, instead of being in the news and being in the limelight. A lot of this stuff is being done, and we just have to pay attention that the good is still there. The work is being done, and things are happening that are moving us in a positive direction. Because for every Kenneth Ross, Bartholomew Williams, or George Floyd, there's also Mike Tyson, Denzel Washington, Snoop Doggy Dogg, and all of the elections, as well as the reparations given back to the Bruce family, that balances it all out. And the fact that this is being handled by African Americans answers the question of why did you make me black? Because made in the likeness of me. But that means not me as being African American, but me being seen as a force of change. So when we have wonderful poems like Linda Goldie, that inspires us to have change. When we have discussions on what's going on. Or when we see our young people like Zandria sharing with her their thoughts, then that shows that we are agents of change. And that is the thing that the good Lord wants us in his goal of being complete. Because if we're walking with him and we are talking with him, then he wants us to see everything that he goes through with us so that we can be the agents of change like him. And so with all that, this is a day of celebration because at the end, the fog rolls away and it shows that it was temporary and that we can now move on with the idea of not only are we prayer to bring it to bear, but also it's the part of our learning to trust in him, because if you trust in the Lord, he will never let you down. And with that, that is my commentary.
Oh, my gosh, that is so amazing.
Professor Reed.
Professor Reed. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Professor Reed. Thank you.
There
you
go.
Wow.
Awesome.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you.
As a, on that note right there.
We love you all.
Love you too, Zandria. Everybody say, I love you, Zandria. We all love you.
We
love you, F.A. and S.A. And F.A. and S.A., we love you too.
Grandma V, that is Grandma V, that is me. Grandma V, that is me. Grandma V, that is me.
That's me. Hey, Pastor.
Dr. Grandma V.
Yes,
that's
yes, sir.
Me. Yes.
You know what they say when the Fast Daddy's limo pull up?
What's that?
They say the VIP parking is out front, catered by the door, and the VIP suites are in the back. Yeah,
I'm so
let me get that right. The valet parking is out front, catered by the door, and the VIP suites is out back.
That's all right. Praise God for him.
Super.
Now, Cousin V, are you still with us, Cousin V?
Yes.
Okay, where's the twins at? Are they still with us?
F and S.A. And while they're coming, I just want to say to Miss Linda, thank her for reading that poem as she told you all about nurses. But sometimes it's just meant for a person at a certain specific time. So when the time is right, she'll find that poem and be able to read what she read to me.
Amen. Praise God. Yes, she will. Now,
okay,
I want to say F.A. and S.A. I love you guys.
We love you too.
And I want you guys to have a wonderful day.
Twins are super nice. They say the same thing at the same time.
Now, wait a minute. Now, F.A. and S.A. and Zandria, I love you guys. Now, F.A. and S.A., do you guys know a song?
He said, do y'all
know
a song?
Yes.
Okay, will you guys sing for us today?
Sing a song.
You guys sing it together.
It's from Going to the Edmonds called Private Life.
And one of them is called Dance Monkey.
Okay, you guys go right ahead. Sing the songs.
I
want to sing Dance Monkey. You don't even know how to sing it. Yes, I do. You don't even know
what you're
doing.
They're
talking. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Okay, you guys, go ahead.
Nothing is better without you. I don't know. I can't be without you. I sang.
Okay. That's a good one. I can't be without you. Okay, I can't be.
That's not even the beginning.
Okay, we'll have them ready next time for you.
This is comedy right now. This is comedy. Okay, Zandria, are you there, Zandria? Zandria, are you there?
I'm talking to my daddy.
Okay. Well, we wanted you to sing a song for us. Can you sing a song for us, Zandria?
Yeah.
Zandria, can you sing a song? You can. Oh, good. Okay, good, good. Okay, go ahead. Sing a song for us. Okay,
oh,
we're
so,
waiting.
Speaking to her dad, so she's speaking to her dad on,
okay.
on what is it, FaceTime?
Okay.
So she's like,
no,
I can't. I'm busy. I'm like, okay.
This is funny. This is so funny because we couldn't get a song out of any of the kids. So. All the kids couldn't give us a song, but they did a good job. Praise God. Okay, well, anyway. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Lady Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. What a wonderful show we had. The commentary, everything was good. The sports report, words of wisdom, poetry, the Haunted Soul Brother, health and wellness. Everything was wonderful on the show. I thank everybody and all the listeners out there. May God bless you. Don't let nothing steal your joy. If you're still on the fence about whether you should take the shot or not, take your time and do it right. And for those out there who heard us talk about fraud, you know what to do. Protect yourself from fraud and identity theft. And for those out there who heard about the CBD oil, you know, hey, nobody has to be in your business but you, and it's all legal. It's not against the law. Well, take care of your health and love on your family and love on yourselves as well. And don't let nothing or nobody steal your joy. Remember that the best is yet to come. And we'll be here next Monday at the same time. Thank God for everyone. God bless you. And the best is yet to come. And our song, of course, you know, the question is, you guys, and I always ask you the question. The question is, really, truly, what's going on? I love y'all. Have a wonderful week. Peace.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother,
what's
up? This is a stupid party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Solid. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, pick it light and pick it fast. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Yeah.